Bez Hashem, we continue with Pel Yoitz, Shin 131, discussing Brachos. Levaruch es HaKadosh Baruch lefnei shivaruch acherim. The Pel Yoitz tells us, we've been discussing the importance of giving Brachos to people. And now he says, before you give Brachos to people, the Zayah HaKadosh says that you should first give a Bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amru b'Zayah. When a person wants to first give a bracha to his friend or to his children or whoever he wants to give a bracha to, first you give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, if you don't give the brachas first to Hashem, it could be that the brachas will not come to fruition. He brings in the great Rav. When a person would come to him for bracha, he would put his hand on his head. The name of Hashem's great name should be blessed. Yisbarach Shemoi, Hashem's name should be blessed. V'achar kach mevarachoi li'isha hu o le'na'ar kayotze. And then, and only then, he would then give the bracha to this person who asked the bracha. And this is brought down in the Sefer Devash Lefi on the Perish on the Zayah Kodesh. So what we're learning over here is Tzarich Levarich Betchilo LaKodesh Baruch Hu. First give the bracha to Hashem. And the words he used over here to say to give the bracha to Hashem first is Yisbarach Shemoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The name of Hashem should be blessed. Yisbarach Shemoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't have to be that's the only way, but that's what he would say. Okay, that's what the Pel Yoitz brings down. Now, what is the text of this Nusach? Listen to this beautiful text. Nusach Bracha Shemechaber Hayom Mevarech. This is the text that the Pel Yoitz he brings down over here. V'chein ani noeg levarech es banai. I would give this bracha to my children and whoever asked for a bracha. Now it's interesting because there's emphasis here. I would put my hand on his head. There's a discussion in the Paiskim. When you give a bracha, you use one hand or two hands. So some are concerned not to use two hands because if they're not a kohen, then they're giving a bracha like a kohen. It says like kohen sevaruch. In fact, in the halichas oilu mishnah brura shir, the 5 to 7 minute one, which I send out on the recording for the recordings, that is a topic which I'm going to get to shortly. But many are not makbid, it's not a problem. You see over here, he's emphasizing, if I can be medayik in his lashon over here, to put one hand on the head. What does he say to say? Yisbarach Shemoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, Yisbarach Shemoi Shal Hashem. The name of Hashem should be blessed. V'hu Barachimov, and Hashem with his mercy, Yishmorcho mikol ro, should guard you from any evil. Yishmor es nafshecho, he should guard your nefesh. V'yisaknecho be'etza tovim ulfonov, and he should give you this proper counsel. V'tiyah sholem b'midos v'deyos v'chol minei shleimus, you should be complete in your attributes and your mind and all aspects of completeness of sholem. And no takola, nothing wrong, should come out from your actions. And nothing that is not mesukun, which is not good and correct, nothing wrong should be a taitsa, an outcome of your behavior. You know, sometimes you have people who want to do good things. And they get involved when they're not supposed to get involved. Or they say things as a matter of fact when it never happened. I had a situation where a person said, no, someone's not home, but her person was home. The person says to me, I'm waiting for someone else to drive somewhere. So I said, well, the person was told that you're not home, but I am home. It was just a whole back and forth of 10 minutes of nonsense, anxiety for no reason. Why? Because someone made a statement when they didn't know for sure. They figured, oh, now once you figure out something, know for sure. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, on Daf Tes, on the base, says if you know something to the point that just like it is forbidden for a brother to marry a sister, then say it. Then say it. But if you don't know, right? In other words, in that case I just gave, when someone thought that a person, a household family member was not home, but they were home. Did you know for sure? Well, I thought. Well, once again, you didn't know for sure. The Gemara is telling us, if you know something for sure, that's when you say, just like you know a brother cannot marry a sister and a sister cannot marry a brother. So he's saying, the bracha that we're saying over here is that nothing should come out bad from your actions, even though when you mean for the best things to happen.
And you should have chayin, good, and seichel toiv, and wisdom in the eyes of Hashem and people. And nothing should burden you from serving Hashem. Then he says, beautiful bracha. And he says to the daughters and to the relatives, he would say, first he brings the bracha to Hashem. Hashem should be blessed. And then he says, Hashem should bring with his mercy, he should guard you from any evil. Yishmer es nafsheich, he should guard your nefesh. V'yisakneich, no, basically it's in the feminine, not lashon nekeva, in the feminine language. Yishmer es nafsheich, v'yisakneich, be'etz atoiv melfanov, u'sehi eishes chayil yiras Hashem. And you should be an eishes chayil yiras Hashem. That's who you should be. A person should not have any problems having children and shouldn't be a widow. Should have children and live long lives. Should be complete with your attributes and your mindset and all good. And you should find favor in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of your husband. Maybe once again, if you're saying it to a wife, and you should rejoice, you should be happy with your children. And continues, this is such beautiful brachas. This is what the Peleoids, the text of the Peleoids says, you would give these brachas.